Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The Treasury Department has issued new rules to put a brake on corporate tax inversions, companies moving their legal headquarters out of the U.S. for lower taxes. The president has called these business moves unpatriotic, but he hasn't gotten any help from Congress on the issue. Damian Paletta of The Wall Street Journal is writing about this. He's with us from Washington to tell us about the new rules. Damian, welcome.
Thanks so much.
Well, tell us briefly what the new rules do.
Sure. So the Treasury Department issued these new rules, and they're not going to stop these tax inversions from happening. They really don't have the power to do that. But they do strip away some of the tax benefits for companies. One of the main reason they do these tax inversions is because of the tax benefits. They can get big breaks on the taxes they pay the U.S. government by moving to a country that has a low tax jurisdiction. So they essentially take away some of those tax benefits to make it less economically feasible for companies to pursue these inversions.
I know that they're also going after something called hopscotching. Tell us about that and
what
they're doing.
Sure. A hopscotch is when let's say a company is based in the United States. They move their new quote-unquote headquarters to Ireland. Then that company would essentially loan its new parent company in Ireland money to move money away from the U.S. Operation. So the money would hopscotch over the U.S. operation and not be subject to U.S. taxation. That's what a hopscotch is. And that saves a lot of money. I mean, the U.S. tax rate for corporations is 35%. If you can move money away from the United States, you know, maybe it's billions and billions of dollars you have parked offshore, that can save a company a lot of money.
So what does this mean for pending mergers? There's one involving Medtronic acquiring an Irish medical device maker. What happens to the mergers that are underway? Is there any way for the U.S. to stop these from happening so that these companies can't hide from their tax obligations in this country?
That's a great question. I think Wall Street's watching that very carefully right now. Medtronic is actually the one that people are watching the most closely because the Treasury rule applies to inversions that have not yet closed, and Medtronic is one of those. The deal is in the works. It's been made public, but it has not been finalized, so it would be subject to these new rules. And because the Medtronic deal involves a lot of offshore cash to finance the deal, they would be subject to the new rules. So Medtronic told us last night that they are reviewing and studying the new rules to see how it might impact their deal. It's likely that these new Treasury requirements are going to have an impact both on pending deals, of which there's probably five or six, and future deals. There had been a lot of deals in the pipeline, mergers and acquisitions that were put on hold as people waited to see what Treasury would do. And now the big question is whether those deals are going to move forward. And it's hard to know how much of an impact this could have, but it could be billions of dollars in both, you know, mergers and acquisitions and also tax money to the Treasury. And we're all focused so much on the deficit, you know, these days. That's a lot of money.
Well, and we should say that these inversions are completely legal. Some Republicans think that the best way to deal with this would be just to lower corporate taxes and try to keep businesses in the U.S., although many of them have loopholes in their tax code, so they don't end up paying the rate that the U.S. has for corporations. But how important is congressional action to make a long-term difference on inversions?
I mean, that's a great question. Congress tried to address this 10 years ago in a bipartisan way, and it's so hard to do because there's so many tax lawyers and accountants and others that can find a loophole in any part of the law. So, you know, we do have Republicans and Democrats now, very senior members of both parties saying this needs to be addressed by Congress. You know, what the White House did is a temporary thing, but there needs to be some sort of comprehensive approach. And the problem is, those sorts of things happen once every 20 or 30 years, and there's no prospect that any sort of congressional action is going to happen anytime soon.
Damian Paletta of The Wall Street Journal joining us from Washington. Damian, thank you.
My pleasure.